News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, just coming up to 7:49 here in News Talk Breakfast, Jane Coleman and Kieran Cuddihy with you this morning. The Irish Pharmacy Union are saying that our overuse of antibiotics is a major threat to our long-term public health. The warning comes ahead of European Antibiotics Awareness Day that is taking place this Sunday coming. Joining us to discuss is Dara Connolly, who's president of the Irish Pharmacy Union. Dara, you're very welcome to the programme. This kind of seems like a perennial issue. For how long have we been overly reliant on antibiotics?
Probably since Fleming invented them, Kieran. We have a situation at the minute where we are using more antibiotics than we should for conditions that don't need antibiotics. So antibiotics are in an arms race against bacteria. So every year we end up with more and more resistant bacteria that won't be killed by an antibiotic, but we're not inventing new antibiotics. So we've now come to the stage where more and more people are dying and getting very, very ill from resistant bacteria. The one that we hear the most of in hospitals and also now in the community is MRSA, which stands for methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. What we want people to do is to consider that we have a really, really precious resource in antibiotics, and we want to be able to use them only and when they are needed. Lots of times people think that they have a bacterial infection when in fact they have a viral infection. So some of the things that people think antibiotics
and
are cure,
I want to ask you about them just in a moment, some of the misconceptions. But can I just go back? You say we've been in this arms race since Fleming made his discovery. Why aren't we developing new antibiotics? Why have we kind of taken a step out of that race?
One of the things that you will find when you actually go about killing a bacteria is there's different ways to do it. We haven't found a new way to kill bacteria, and because they're very good at replicating themselves, the 99.9% of bacteria will be killed maybe by taking an antibiotic. That 0.1% are the ones that have replicated themselves and had the ability to not be killed by that particular bacteria. If they get into an environment where they can breed and not killed by the body's own defenses or killed by you and I washing our hands and looking after good hygiene practices, they go back out into the community. And when they get into somebody who's vulnerable, who might be after an operation or might be undergoing chemotherapy or might be for some other reason not with a very good immune system, when they get into that person, they can breathe inside that person and then replicate again. So it's a very good question. And the reason is antibiotics work as well as they do is they are in effect a backup to our own immune systems and our own ability through our white blood cells and our lymphatic system to be able to kill the bacteria that come into our system.
So you started to talk there about the confusion people have between bacterial and viral infections and how they manifest themselves in visits to the GP and demands for antibiotics. You might explain that in more detail.
So one of the things that you'll see quite frequently, you can probably even hear it in my voice, is a sore throat is a very common thing that happens this time of the year. Once the weather starts to get colder and those airborne viruses can actually jump from person to person as we all cough and sneeze and shake hands, 90% of sore throats are caused by a virus. What people often do, and it's very understandable, is think that, oh, I had something which was exactly the same as this 3 or 4 years ago, and the antibiotics I got at the time cleared it up. They then present themselves in a doctor's surgery, which is under pressure. And we know this from our GP colleagues. They are under pressure. And the human nature being is what human nature is that people will then, maybe demand is too strong a word, but they will encourage the doctor for a prescription for antibiotics that they might have had last year, the year before, whatever. That isn't helping anybody. And it's certainly not helping the individual who is looking for that antibiotic. It's not helping the process of the good practice of medicine or pharmacy. So what I would highlight is that this isn't about any one particular person in the healthcare system.
Yeah, kind of like you're saying, it's about doctors, though. If they stood up to the patient a bit more and just said, look, you've got a viral infection, you're not getting an antibiotic.
Yeah, and that happens lots and lots of times. But I want to stress the fact for everybody listening this morning here, this is a team effort. So it's only ever going to be a case that we can make good use and mine the precious resource that we have in the antibiotics that we have if we take a team approach to this. So that's consultants in hospitals, it's nurses in hospitals, it's nurses in community practice, GPs, pharmacists, patients, carers, relatives. We all have to. When we look at the statistics that the HSE have to Healthy Ireland,
yeah,
we can see that 76% of people trust the advice that they get from their pharmacist around whether they have a viral condition and the good use of antibiotics.
Okay.
The figures are also up in the 80s to say that people do realise that antibiotics will not help you fight a virus.
Yeah.
What we all know is that will help you fight a virus is if you get attention early and you drop into your local pharmacy and then get the advice there early on in day one or day two of you starting to feel something coming on, which we all do this time of year, we can get an early intervention for you and save that precious time and space up the chain in the healthcare system.
All right.
And make you start to feel a bit better.
All right. Dara Connolly, President of the Irish Pharmacy Union. Dara, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.
Okay, just want to bring you some breaking news from the UK. Michael Gove has left his home, got into his car and said nothing. We will let you know if he gets out of his car and also says nothing in about 15 minutes as well. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast.